I love the way David said, today you have the unique opportunity to sing a few more songs. Because I told him on Thursday, hey, I don't have much to say this Sunday. It is a unique opportunity. Don't get used to it. Recently, I was reading a preacher as he opined about Sunday evenings when he gets done on the Lord's Day and as he heads home and he thinks about what he experienced with his church family. And he just thought, is that it? Is that all there is? I expected so much more. And don't so many Christians expect so much more? And our expectation comes not because of things we want, but because of what the Bible says. And we look in the scripture at churches in the New Testament and what they experienced. And we expect more. So I'd like to read a couple of passages that set our expectations. I'm going to read from Acts chapter 2. You're certainly invited to follow along with me if you'd want, but I'd really like for you to just listen to what we find here in Acts chapter 2, beginning at verse 41. In Acts chapter 2 and verse 41, so those who received his word were baptized, and there were added that day about 3,000 souls. And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. And awe came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. And all who believed were together and had all things in common. And they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all as any had need. And day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved. High expectations indeed. And then we read in Acts chapter 4. In Acts chapter 4, beginning at verse 32. Now the full number of those who believed were of one heart, one soul. And no one said that any of the things that belonged to him was his own. But they had everything in common. And with great power, the apostles were giving their testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And great grace was upon them all. There was not a needy person among them, for as many as were owners of lands or houses sold them and brought the proceeds of what was sold and laid it at the apostles' feet. And it was distributed to each as any had need. Thus Joseph, who was also called by the apostles Barnabas, which means son of encouragement, a Levite, a native of Cyprus, sold a field that belonged to him and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. High expectations indeed. What a wonderful picture. Devotion to worship. Devotion to brothers and sisters, prayer, evangelism. And so with this in mind, with these passages and these expectations in mind, I have two questions for you. Question number one. Which church would you rather be part of? This church or that church? If this Jerusalem church was meeting just within driving distance, which one would you rather be a member of? This one that meets here or the one that met there in Jerusalem? And why? Why would you make your choice? Now, granted, I understand there's not anything we can do today about having apostles, so we just need to wipe that one off. But which church would you rather be part of? The Livingston congregation or the Jerusalem congregation? Be honest, it's okay. You don't have to answer it out loud, but in your mind, just be honest. Now here's question two. Question number two. If you said, you know what? I would rather be part of the Jerusalem congregation. Then I ask you, what do you need to do differently so that we would be more like that congregation? If you said, yes, Acts 2 and Acts 4 sets my expectations high, and I often wonder why we're not more like that. My question for you is, what do you need to do differently so that this congregation can be more like that congregation? If you'd like to, you can put your notes and Bibles away. David Clough's going to lead us in another song here in just a moment. Certainly, of course, this is the time in the service where we offer to folks who want to become children of God, who want to have their sins forgiven, to be able to be baptized into Jesus Christ, to walk through the death, burial, and resurrection with Jesus, to be immersed in burial in water, and to be raised to walk with a new life. And if you're here this morning and you realize, I want to be a part of that, you know, the thing that I need to do differently is actually be a Christian, then we want to help you with that. But for most folks, the invitation that I am offering this morning won't have to do with coming forward. Though certainly if you wanted to come forward and express to the congregation your commitment, I'm fine with that too. But my invitation for you this morning is to think through that question. And of all the things that you could do differently to make us more like Jerusalem, pick one. Pick just one, and this week, do it. Pick one thing that you could do that would make us more like Jerusalem Church, and this week, do it. If we can pray for you, if we can help you become a child of God, if we can support you in choosing your one thing or committing to that one thing, whatever we can do to help you this morning, we invite you right now. Won't you please come forward as we stand and sing this hymn?